There is this really eerie phenomenon that happens right around Labor Day here in Michigan. If you were around for it, you probably vividly remember the infamous Flying Ant Day of Detroit back in 2017.
Oh, yeah, that was, I mean, that was wild.
Right. You step outside, the weather is beautiful, and then suddenly the sky is just like thick with these swarming insects, seemingly out of nowhere. And well, as pest control experts at Griffin Pest Solutions, we get a lot of frantic calls when this
It's a
happens.
lot of calls. Yeah, people are, understandably freaked out.
Definitely. So for this deep dive, we pulled a massive stack of sources. We've got our own field notes, local climate data, entomology research, all to explain to you exactly why these massive swarms materialize, what they're actually doing up there, and when you should genuinely be concerned.
Yeah, because the timing of these swarms always catches people off guard. But behind the scenes, there is this very strict biological clock ticking, and it's entirely dependent on a hyper-specific weather trigger.
Right, we're talking late summer, incredibly high humidity, and usually like the first clear, sunny day right after a solid stretch of rainfall. Why are they so incredibly picky about their forecast?
Well, it comes down to basic survival mechanics, really. I mean, the high humidity is critical because it keeps their fragile wings and bodies from drying out while they're exposed up in the air.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right. And they wait for a heavy rainfall because the water softens the earth. That makes it, infinitely easier for a newly fertilized queen to just immediately burrow into the ground.
So they're waiting for the dew to be basically muddy enough to dig into quickly.
Exactly. And over 50 species of yard ants, common in Michigan, are all tracking these exact same environmental metrics. They emerge simultaneously.
Which is why the swarming seems to just blanket entire neighborhoods for days.
Yeah, exactly.
But wait, so if 50 different species are rushing the sky all at once just to take advantage of that soft dirt, how are they actually finding their own species in that, like, chaotic cloud?
That is where the mating ritual gets really fascinating. Unfertilized flying queens, they're called the princesses, they leave their colonies and begin secreting these highly specific attraction pheromones.
Okay.
But instead of flying toward the males of their species, they intentionally fly away from them.
Wait, really? They fly away.
Yeah. The massive, chaotic swarms you see are actually just groups of male drones furiously trying to keep up with a single princess.
That is wild. It sounds like, I mean, it's almost like a high-speed mid-air reality dating show or something. The princess's pheromone trail acts almost like a wake behind a speedboat, and the drones just get caught in that chemical slipstream.
That is a perfect way to visualize it. Yeah, the males follow that invisible wake, they mate in midair, and then, well, the drones drop dead shortly after.
Wow, just like that.
Yeah, their entire life cycle basically culminates in that one flight. Meanwhile, the newly fertilized queen heads straight for the soft, rain-soaked ground. She sheds her translucent wings and starts building a brand new colony.
Okay, so that brings us to a major point of confusion for homeowners. When these newly minted queens hit the ground, what does it mean for, the structural integrity of your property?
Right. Well, for the vast majority of these insects, the typical yard swarmers, there is no threat. These ants are usually like a quarter to three-eighths of an inch long, reddish brown.
They have that distinct little hump on their back.
Yeah, on their thorax, which is just the middle section of their body. They don't sting, and they have absolutely zero interest in humans. They strictly need soil to nest.
Okay, so they need dirt.
Right. So if you find a few fluttering around your kitchen, they likely just, got blown in through an open door by accident.
Wait, I have to challenge that premise for a second, though, because you're saying these strictly need soil, right? But last October, I had a client whose windows were sealed shut for the winter, and her living room was completely swarming with flying ants. And there was zero soil anywhere near them. So how do you explain that?
Well, that is the crucial distinction and the real danger zone. If flying ants suddenly emerge from within your house, especially in the fall, that changes the equation entirely.
Because they're already inside.
Exactly. That indicates an established colony is already nesting inside your foundation or your walls. In Michigan, indoor swarms like that often point to carpenter
Oh,
ants.
right, carpenter ants.
Yeah, unlike yard ants that require soft dirt, carpenter ants seek out damp, decaying wood to excavate their nests.
I see. Meaning an outdoor swarm is just a brief, unavoidable act of nature. But an indoor emergence means you have a structural moisture problem that needs immediate attention.
You hit the nail on the head. Outdoor swarms will vanish almost as quickly as they appear. But an indoor infestation requires a completely different intervention. It is not something you just have to live with.
So here is a thought for you to ponder the next time you are walking around your yard after a late summer rain.
Let's hear it.
If a queen immediately sheds her wings upon landing to burrow into the earth, could finding a scattered pile of discarded translucent wings near your foundation be the only visible clue of a massive, newly founded subterranean city right under your feet?
For professional help, call Griffin Pest Solutions at 269-585-1022.